Oh.
Oh, is this a new fucking audio boo, is it? Instead of going beep, 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 countdown, 3 seconds, it's bang, it's straight in. 5 minutes, I need to got a countdown timer.
Right.
Oh, sorry. I'm just having a quick chat here about the police force and the punishment and crimes, punishment for crimes, sorry, here in the UK. Now, let me just say this. I think that due to good old health and safety and human rights, the criminals are getting away with fucking murder. And let me give you a scenario. There's two different scenarios, right? In scenario A, there's two teenage boys. These two young punks are pissed up. They've stolen a car. They've nicked stuff out of someone's house. And they're taking their car for a joyride. They've written it off. They are being chased by the police for 3 miles. Okay? They nearly run over an old lady. They smash through fences and all sorts, not giving a single fuck. And the police cars gets damaged in the chase. One police car actually gets written off. When the police catch up with the two young punks, they take them out of the vehicle, handcuff them, and they're serviced? They're serviced, and they're serviced a conditional public order offence, or whatever it's called. Basically, it's the same equivalent of having your balls getting tickled. Okay. Now, these two young punks know it. So they don't give a single solitary fuck about what they've done. Now, let me run this one past you. The same scenario again. This time, when the car gets stopped, the car is written off. The police approach the driver's side and they smash the windows out like they do. Shock and awe tactics, right? But here's where it gets interesting. They grab the driver by the hair and they pull him so hard that 50% of the roots that the policeman's got in his hand get ripped out and they got blood on the end of them. He drags him out of the car with his fucking hair. He then puts his knee in his face, breaking his nose completely, and then throws him back against the side of the car that he's just nicked. All the while, the passenger is being pulled out. The passenger tries to take a run for it, but instead of using pepper spray or chasing him, one of the policemen sweeps his leg. The passenger hits the floor like a ton of bricks. They then grab his left arm and pull it so far around his back that his elbow pops out of joint. With a huge crack, he almost faints with the agony. They then lift him up by his hair and bosh his head straight down on a fucking tarmac, breaking his nose as well. Now let me ask you this question. Now, you've got those two scenarios, right? Do you think that people will be more inclined to commit crimes? Do you think those two young cunts would commit that crime again if they knew they're going to get their ass beaten up? Would they fuck? They know nothing's going to happen to them. They know they're untouchable. They know there's nothing they can't get away with. But if they knew that their arm was going to get broken, their nose is broken, and he's now got a bald patch on his head because his clump of hair has been ripped out, I don't think he would have got in that car. I don't think he would have stole it. Just to add insult to injury as well, when the judge gets in front of him, he completely applauds what the police did by pulling his hair and breaking his arm, and then he sentenced them to a year each. No fucking about, no conditional orders, no suspended sentences, no fines. It's a year each, in chokey. Fuck off. Now, that's it. That's how you solve the problem. I could go into detail for about an hour how to solve it, but fuck it. This country is starting to rot.